More than 2,000 hours of observing time on nearly 400 projects have been lost since telescope operations were suspended in mid-July. The observatories temporarily shut down at the height of the standoff between protesters and law enforcement over the construction of the 30-meter telescope.
This is the longest time the Mauna Kea observatories have been off sky in the 50-year history of astronomy on Hawaii.
Jessica Dempsey is deputy director of the East Asian Observatory, which operates the James Clerk Maxwell Telescope. She's part of the global team of astronomers that's captured the first ever image of a black hole. Dempsey had planned to install a telescope instrument to help improve imaging for the second round of black hole hunting, but she says ongoing protests are preventing that.
We are already behind in getting it ready for the next round of Event Horizon Telescope observations. So having this delay and not being able to get it up there has put us under some very severe time constraints.
Access to the summit, as Dempsey understands it, requires negotiations between state agencies and leaders of a group calling themselves Kia'i, or Protectors of Mauna Kea.
It does take time, so that has been, you know, quite difficult. And our regular operation is far in excess of what we're doing now. So this is one of the many reasons why we have been unable, as of yet, with this system in place, to return to our regular observing.
Public access to Mauna Kea has been closed by the state to make way for TMT construction. Opponents set up a blockade at the bottom of Mauna Kea Access Road, and state law enforcement officers set up a checkpoint just above that.
The road closure is being maintained by the state. It is not us.
Lanakila Manguel is a leader with a group of activists who believe the mountain is sacred.
The only one that we are, again, that we are committed to blocking access to is machinery of the TMT for further desecration.
The State Department of Land and Natural Resources says an agreement to allow observatory staff and contractors to conduct needed services at Halepohaku is still in place. In exchange, some cultural practitioners have daily access to the mountain. But Manguel says access is extremely limited.
We're allowed one vehicle a day to be able to go out for cultural practice, which is a problem considering that we have constitutionally protected rights of access, of unimpeded access to this mountain.
The state hasn't made clear how it plans to address scientists' requests for regular and scheduled access, and it's still not known what steps are being taken to resolve the standoff long term. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ku'uwehi Hiraishi.